Attention is a really terrific experience for everybody. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Attention is really a great experience for everyone. You know, if we could only learn to be like the actors on stage. The actors play the part of various roles, and they play the part of tension, of anger, of uptightness, of joy, of bliss. They play all these various things, and in themselves, they are not that. Now, they do outpicture it. They do radiate it. They do show it forth. Now, as soon as the actor is done with the scene, not necessarily the whole play, but that scene, the actor immediately readjusts himself and says, I am peace. I am calm. I'm going to play a lover's scene now, and I'm going to be a very wonderful lover. Or I'm going to play the scene of a monk who is sitting meditating, and I'm going to be very peaceful. You see, we have the ability to make our bodies respond to our mind in whatever way we like. And if we want to be tense and uptight and concerned about things, then our body will respond in that way. Now, there are things in life that are going to make us tense and uptight and concerned, and these things are going to shake our boat quite a little bit. And the moment we recognize it, and we do recognize it, we can immediately say, I am peace. It's over with now. That's enough attention for me to give to that particular experience. It's over with now. I am peace. I am peace. And when we do that, it takes practice, but when we do that, we will be able to release the thing that brought us tension, release the thing that brought us the feeling of being uptight, and just feel relaxed and peaceful. There are many people in this world who are going through very hairy experiences, very difficult experiences that are challenging them to the utmost. And they feel very, very unhappy about it. Their lives are upset, and they're anxious, and they're angry, and they run around in circles and continually bemean themselves, bemoan the world, and belittle everything that comes into their sight. And they're living in this state of tension, this state of anxiety. Now, it may or may not affect the outer world. Basically, we don't care. What it does affect is our inner world. And our inner world is our body, living in perfect harmony. Our body, every cell, every organ, every reaction, every function of our body is absolutely perfect right now. But when we introduce tension, when we introduce being uptight to ourselves and to our body, we cause our glands to cease to operate. They tighten up. Just make the illustration to yourself and say, and pull in your gut and get the angry look on your face for just a second, and everything tightens up. And even in that 1 second, you have turned off the glands in your body, and they cease to function for a moment. Now, all of you know that when you take a battery out of a clock, the clock ceases to function. And when you put the battery back into a clock, a new battery, you might say, then the clock is whatever it is. You have to reset it. You have to set it according to the time that is current, according to the date that is current, according to the year that is current. And when you do that, then you have it all in divine order. But if you don't do that, then you will be going around with a very unhappy circumstance in your life, and you'll be going around with a clock that gives you the wrong time, the wrong day, the wrong hour, the wrong year. And all because you didn't take time to take the battery out for a second, and then put the battery back in, and then reset the clock in perfect order. Now, it's true. You don't have to take the battery out to reset the clock. Taking the battery out sort of removes the memory of tension, removes the memory of whatever experience the clock may have had. And with us, when we sit down for a moment or stop for a moment and say, I am peace, we are taking our battery out of our clock for a moment, and our clock is ready to be reestablished. And so when you say, I am peace, and you say, I am relaxed, and you say that all is in divine order, then the tension is gone for a moment, and it can be gone permanently if you choose. And then you begin to introduce into your system, into your clock, into your inner workings, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. And as you introduce this in there, there's no place for tension. There's no place for anxiety. There's no place for being uptight with the world. There's only a place for being peace. And that peace makes your body operate in a harmonious way. That peace makes your mind operate in a harmonious way. That peace makes you harmonious in your world. Everything in our world is harmonious when we are harmonious. You say, well, that's not always true. Well, yes, it is. It's just that we look at it in an inharmonious way, and we see it inharmonious, and we say it's inharmonious. But it is our viewpoint. So, when we straighten out our viewpoint, and we begin to look at the world and look at things from the viewpoint of all in divine order, all in peace, all in harmony, all doing whatever is right and finest for it to do, then it is done. And this is all that there is to it. So let's take this realization and take tension and kick it out. No longer give it attention in our life. Isn't that interesting? Tension and attention. No longer give it attention. No longer give it awareness. But give awareness to peace. And then once you've given awareness to peace, say, I am peaceful. All in my world is in divine order. I like me. Wow. Try it. Whenever you feel tense, and you'll find that your attention goes swiftly away where it deserves to go, into the nothingness, and you are free to be peace. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.